I don't know what her name is, but I'm going to call her Lazarus. 6:22 is the time on WSGW. It's Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you, the morning team, on WSGW. This is from a college soccer game over the weekend, an NCAA tournament first-round match between Pittsburgh and Buffalo. It's a women's match. And again, I'm going to show you Lazarus. So here's the, and I have an attachment to the video if you want to see it on the morning team page. If you go about 4:50 into the video, so in the box right here, you're going to see these two players right here colliding. The girl in black kind of comes over the back of the girl in white. All right. So let's see if we can even give you some commentary here as being described as far as this video. I'm going to click on here to get this going here. So watch what happens here. So
quantity over quality.
Oh, no.
Player down.
She is down.
Yeah, she's down.
She's down for the count.
Yeah,
she is not moving.
No.
Rest of the play is going on. You even hear the commentary. Let me see if the commentary even mentions it.
No foul is going to be called.
No foul called on that play. No. Boy, you think, whoa,
still,
holy
she's
cow.
Down.
She is down. And then suddenly, as the play goes on.
Peace hits the deck.
Hey, she's
she,
out.
She gets up. Here comes the ball from the side,
looking
and she...
Looking for Pace. Pace goes, and she got it in on a header. The Panthers take the lead
in
the first
round.
And scores a goal, which proves to be the game-winning goal. Her team wins 1-0.
Oh, my gosh. She just... She was flat, then she was up, then she got a goal.
Lazarus rose from the dead and lived to successfully guide her team. Look at the celebration afterwards. This is the same girl running along the sidelines, celebrating with her teammates.
Going down there in the box earlier, getting no call at all. Ultimately, the ball goes back out to in about wide.
Getting no call for what? I mean,
so are you trying to say that soccer players are known to embellish a little bit? No way.
I've seen it before, but I don't think I've ever seen a person look that down for the count, get up, and actually then score the goal. I've seen him get up and go back into play, but never.
That was several seconds she was on the ground.
Oh, yeah, just waiting for the call that never came, especially in the box. Got a kick right there, and maybe could have scored the goal, but no. But once she realized, hey, you know what? Nobody's going to call anything, and I see the ball coming back toward me. Maybe I'll get up and do something with it. Oh, my gosh.
I always love how... Well, we're going to see a lot more of that in the World Cup that's starting here.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
This weekend it starts,
So, yeah, whenever somebody gets tripped, it's as if like their leg got chopped off or something.
Aren't these the plays that the NBA and the NHL are cracking down on, calling penalties now?
Right.
If you flop.
Yeah.
You know, they're calling penalties, so...
Yeah.
I've seen it before, but I don't think I've ever seen the person gets up and then scores the goal and celebrates on the sideline after it looks like they were shot.
Could you imagine that on a football, an NFL football game?
Oh, no.
The players usually have to be carried off the field, and there's all the drama and all the yellow, what do they call those, yellow flags? And
throwing the flags and everything,
and
exactly right.
All kinds of stuff.
No, they'd have been laughed at on the football field. You're on the soccer team? Hey, score the goal, celebrate. You can check the video out for yourself. Well, you can witness it, and you can decide for yourself what you think. We have it on the morning team page at WSGW.com.